Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Ramon Ray back on the show. Ramon's been a member of our Brain Trust for coming up on 11 years. He is the small business and technology evangelist. He is the publisher of the brand new magazine, four times a year, Smart Hustle. He says there's a difference in hustling. You got to be smart about it. And he's the author of a number of books on small business and entrepreneurship. And he's our good friend Ramon Ray. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. It's awesome to be here. And yes, indeed, I think you can hustle, but you have to hustle smart.
You learned about that, didn't you? Because you got to hustle because the world won't come to your door. They beat you halfway, but they won't come to your door. The world won't come to your door. And we don't have enough cash. We don't have enough capital to not be smart about it, do we?
Right. No, absolutely. And I think to get that's true. Cash is limited. Cash is finite. And I think if you spend it unwisely, well, you won't have any more time to hustle.
That's how a lot of people don't make it. It's because they don't manage whatever the two nickels they have to rub together. They don't rub them together right, and they start out with too little capital, or if they get some capital in, they spend it the wrong way. They don't manage their debt and their cash the right way. So I want to talk about the magazine, though. Tell us what gave you the impetus to write to publish the magazine.
Sure. In a nutshell, Jim, as you know, there's about three or four or five great national magazines out there. Entrepreneurs, Awesome, Inc., and Fast Company. All these great magazines that probably all read. You know, Wall Street Journal has great small business coverage, as does New York Times. So you have that media landscape and many more. But, Jim, I was reading the magazines. I said, you know what? I'd love to see a few more people on the covers like me. You know, Richard Branson's awesome, sexy-looking guy, lovely hair. Tony Hsieh, great guy, built Amazon to a multi-billion-dollar company.
Yeah, don't you think that kind of demoralizes some small business owners, the ones out here on Main Street? That's what you're talking about, isn't it? I completely agree with that.
Right, exactly. And so when I saw it, nothing wrong with it, but the nutshell, Jim, I said, I wonder if I could create a magazine that talks about local, Main Street, you said it best, Main Street small businesses. And that was the genesis. As you know, I've done small biz technology, so I have some publishing experience, but I said, I wonder, can I translate this to a broader
platform? I think you're onto something, because I remember years ago, 20 years ago, reading some of those magazines and thinking, you know, the people they have in here, I don't identify with them. I don't identify with what they're doing. And sure, good for them. I'm proud of what they're doing. But it almost put me down more than it inspired me. What do you think? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, because, I mean, you don't, and again, these magazines have great stories. I learn from them. But some of them, you know, hey, I got a $1 million loan. Or I was able to hire four founders from MIT or Harvard.
Right.
That's great, and that's a Silicon Valley, Silicon Alley startup story.
Right.
But there's a lot of people who just want to be the best accountant in Indianapolis, or the best spa person, or whatever they're doing. So that was the genesis, and I think it's about. But it's also, Jim, not just about people who are aspirational. I'm not sure what I want to do. These are what I call small business entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
That they're small business owners, but they're not looking to beat Facebook. But they're not trying to.
Maybe they don't even know it yet. Maybe they don't see. That's the thing I've got a problem with. I've talked to a lot of academics. There are a lot of people out there who believe that the only true entrepreneurs are the ones who are gazelles, the ones who are going to become Amazon. You know, and they literally think everybody else is not an entrepreneur. And I tell them that they're full of baloney because you know, a lot of those big companies, when they started out, they didn't know they were going to be big.
Right. No, that's true.
But a lot of them didn't know that. You think Mark Zuckerberg, when he was still in college, knew that this was going to get this big? This Facebook wasn't what he envisioned in the beginning.
He was just thinking of it as
an app for college students.
Right, and it's much more than that today. So, no, you're right. And I think that in another group organization, Jim, I don't know if you know Small Giants. Bo Burlingham and Inc. and those guys. I've been with them to a degree, and they're talking about the companies that are talking about, we want to be good, I think it is, or be great rather than being big. Mm-hmm. You know, so that whole DNA of being a company is based on values.
That's true. And see, today, in the old days, like 20 years ago, the SBA just determined companies were big or small by the number of employees.
Right.
You can't use that metric anymore.
Right. And that's another thing, Jim. I don't know, maybe me and you need to have a mission on it, because I say to myself, my own very small business, I don't have employees, but Jim, I have easily 10 people who I pay every month.
I make
$10.99.
I don't have that many people under my roof, but I make payroll for about 20 people.
Yes.
But they're not under my roof. No, I agree with you 100%. All right, so I need a website. How do we find out more about your magazine?
Thank you, Jim. SmartHustle.com. SmartHustle.com.
Check it out and tell them I sent you, and you'll start getting that magazine. Whatever Ramon Ray does, folks, will be top shelf. I promise you. You'll be glad you did it. Quick break. A couple of more things we're going to talk to Ramon about after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.